Hello, this is Ash Rowan, Rosa Radney's assistant. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Rosa's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com, or you can check out her blog at www.rose-ariadne.com.
Next question is, do you believe that there is one set of beliefs for all those who claim to be pagan?
Interesting use of the word. There are 18 different types of Wiccan or witchcraft following. There's, you know, like there's Wiccan shamanism, there's a Wiccan witch, there's eclectic Wicca, there is Roman Wicca and witchcraft, which uses the Roman deities.
Right.
There are so many, but the word pagan, one set of beliefs for all those who claim to be pagan. Pagan itself simply means that those were the people that during the Crusades, they lived so far out in the country that it was hard to get to them.
Oh, the so that's where the word comes from, huh?
Yeah, pagan means, oh gosh, I'll have to look it up to make sure I'm right, but I'm going to say it means of the country or of the glen or of the woods. People that didn't live within the castle walls or near the city.
Right.
And so they were the last to come and get Christianized, or, you know,
right,
whatever turn it was that year. And so they had they held on to the original set of earth beliefs the longest.
Okay. And over time, I guess, the definition of that, or maybe the words just being misunderstood, but it seems like a lot of people, when they say the word pagan, they mean someone that is not a Christian, that follows some form of witchcraft.
Heretic,
okay.
Yeah, for those, when you hear the word pagan, it means, you know, a witch or a heretic.
Okay.
Or someone who doesn't follow Orthodox religion beliefs.
And I guess that's even a bigger umbrella than the umbrella of witchcraft. Pagan would include other things beyond
mm-hmm.
even what's quote-unquote witchcraft, right? So there's a very different set of beliefs for all those under the big umbrella of pagan. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and as far as one set of beliefs for all those who claim to be pagan, I'm going to go with yes, but in a really wide way. Like,
okay.
Pagans all believed that if you... you know, if you planted stuff, then that your first best harvest was going to be August 1st.
Right.
You know, they all kind of, you know, I hate using absolutes like all or never, but for the most part, their belief system was set up around their farming.
Right.
And, you know, the different cycles in the calendar, which of course then had 13 months, the different cycles in the calendar for when you know, when to plant and when to harvest. So yeah, I think they all pretty much believe the same thing.
Yeah.
Too much rain and you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me, and I think whoever asked that question will be happy with that answer.
Good. You know, there's one other thing that really touches me hard about anything that has to do with people and their magical stuff.
Yeah.
Like their amulets or their altar stuff, things that are really precious to them magically.
Yeah.
Is that I really suggest to people that you have kind of a living will separate
from those
to make sure that you leave them to somebody who would understand, or to another coven member, or somebody that's going to understand how precious and magical they are, and how lots of times they have residual energy in them.
Ah.
So that's just another little thing.
Remember to visit Rose at her blog, www.rose-ariadne.com, and also take a peek at her life's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com.